Hi, Uriah. I was just about to answer you.
Yes.
What happened
was
today. Yeah. What happened?
Mm-hmm. On another case, like she's too much. Like, that's the hard one stuff, and I can't.
I agree. I mean, the reason why Sanjay left is because she told her that she didn't want her there because she wore a turban for her religion, and she kept asking her to remove it, and she said that she wouldn't, and then she was asking to see her hair, so she like pulled it away so she could look at her hair, but she's like, I'm not gonna take it off to work, you know, and
no,
you can't
she told
ask
me
her
that.
To. Okay.
Yeah, she told me that, and she said she stunk and stuff. But today I went in, and she was so upset about the other lady. So I said, okay, calm down. She had laundry everywhere. So I said, I'm going to do your laundry. And then she said, can you wash your hands? So I said, oh, I have went to the bathroom downstairs because I have my lady friend, and her bathroom is always, like, I don't know why she's leaking and stuff. Maybe she's going through menopause. So I go downstairs in the lobby to use the bathroom. So I was like, oh, I already used my hands, and I was putting gloves on because I use gloves for everything.
Yeah.
So then she goes, wash your hands again, and she started tweaking on me, like bugging out. And then I said, Miss, I said, can you please relax? I said, I just came here. I don't want to argue with you. And then she was like, I didn't even hear you wash your hands. So I said, do you want to smell my hands? So I was like, she just kept on arguing. I said, girl, I said, I can't do this. I'm here to take care of you, but I can't argue with you. So I said, I'm going to leave. And then she was like, you can leave. And I said, I got to leave. I said, this is too much. And then she was like, okay, bye. But then she wanted me to stay. Then she was like, can you try to stay? I'm like, I'm not going to stay if you're yelling at me. I'm here to help you. And, yeah, like, I can't do it. It's too much, and it's just like, I'm here to help you. You can't be yelling at me. And mind you, I try to deal with it because I know she has dementia or something.
I know.
But it's just like she's very nasty. Like she's really, really nasty.
I know. I dread calling her every day, every time I have to. Believe me. I mean,
And then it's like I really feel bad for leaving her because she doesn't have no family. Her family is the same way. When I went out with her to see her family, they all left her there. They was like, bye. They left her there. They didn't even allow her to sit with them when they was at the funeral. They sent her away all by herself because she's like a problem with everybody. So they sat her away with all the other guests that was his friends, and she didn't sit with none of the family. And then
it was her brother or something?
Yeah, like I guess her brother's son had passed away, and we was at the bypass where they have dinner and all that stuff because it was like a little dinner. So I said, why aren't you with your family? She was like, they act funny towards me and all this stuff. So it's like, why? And now I see it. Like, she's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really tried to come here because I was like, I was going to even
Uriah, you last. I'm going to be totally honest with you. You lasted way longer than I ever expected anybody to. So you did give it your all. Trust me. I know.
But
I know
and the thing is, I really want to go back, but I already know how she's very argumentative. And then it's like, not only that, there's something wrong with her. She thinks that someone's jumping in her apartment.
I know, I think the service coordinator is having the same experience as all of us because when we did inform her of this, she was just like, yeah, so send her to the hospital. You know, what can I possibly, you know?
Like,
she's very
she was like, someone's
about
jumping
it.
In my apartment. And then she'd be talking to the wall. She'd be going to the cracks like, I hear you. She'd be like, stop listening to my effing conversations, like arguing with nobody. And I'm like, I don't think no one is talking to you. And she really thinks someone's talking to her. So I understand, like, she's confused and out of place, but it's just, like, I understand you're having a rough time adjusting, but you have to be nice. Like, I even, like, she's an author, so I even was on the computer. I was even on the computer helping her type and everything, but it was,
you
like,
know,
it's
funny that you say that because she kept yelling at me saying that the only reason I didn't find her a good aide was because she was a black woman. And I said, that's absolutely ridiculous. I work for cases throughout Philadelphia. Clearly, I am not holding back staffing because of that.
And, like, I spoke to her old agency because, like, she must have called the wrong agency and it was her old agency. And they talked to me. They was like, wow, we're surprised you lasted. She was like, she doesn't last in any agency. And I'm like, really? And they was like, it's just how she is. Her daughter, too. Her daughter was like, Mom, like, you always think someone's stealing from you. Nobody wants your stuff. You don't got nothing. And then she was like, so she argues with her daughter, too. So it's like, I understand. Like, no one really, like, I tried to see if she had family. None of them talked to her because she argues with them. Like, she's like this with everybody. So I was like, okay. And like I said, I deal with it because I understand. I did this since 2016. I have my dementia license. I have all these licenses that when I first started, I gave to the company. But it's just like you can help somebody, but you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
No, for sure.
So it's like, so then, like, she started getting angry, like, okay, you did, like, because she thought I didn't wash my hands. I said, you can smell my hands. I even touched her hands to show that I still have water on my hands. And she was just mad. She was like, no, because this agency, they sent someone here yesterday. I had to hide my stuff. She ended up coming, and then she said she was getting her food, never came back, and then no one came to me Sunday. So she called me all weekend.
I think we're going to have to just charge her. And I told them when it came in, I said, she lives in Philadelphia, and she's hard to staff.
And the thing
like,
is,
that's a red
this
flag
is the perfect,
for me.
This is the perfect case for me, honestly. And they have so much aides that come in this building. It's beautiful. Like, I loved working it because it was one bus here. But with my son's daycare, it would be like four buses that go on. So I came all the way here, and then, like, this is how she acted. But mind you, she started getting calm with me. But it's like when she first met me, she was frustrated because all the aids she had to experience. So I said, okay, I'll let that slide. Because when I first started, she did the same thing she did to me to the girl. So when she called me saying what she did to the girl, I was laughing because I said, Miss, Stroman, you did this to me. You got to be nice. You got to relax. So she was like, okay. She was like, I just have to give you a chance. So she gave me a chance, and she started being good. Like, of course, she's argumentative every day, but she started getting better. But today she was just so aggravated because she was like, the lady never came back. She probably got paid, and she wasn't here. And I was like, I don't know. And
no, she wasn't paid
like,
for the whole day, at least.
So then she was like, can you call the people? And I'm like, I'm trying to help call. The call's not going through. And I'm like, there's an ask the line number. So I said, try to call the girl and, like, apologize. Maybe she'll come back. So then she's like, oh, can you just come with your son? And I was like, I can't come with my son because he has, dementia. And, like, she goes
crazy.
Yeah, really bad. So I was like, I can't come there. I said, but you can call me anytime. So she was calling me like 11 o'clock that night, 12 o'clock that night. And
Don't tell her that. You can't tell crazy people that.
So I was okay with it because I was like, I understand. Like, I took care of my grandma. I took care of so much people. I did this for so long. And I've been in this agency since I moved to Philadelphia. This was the first agency I started. So I was like, okay, I'm going to work with her. But then, like, she just started getting angry. She just was like, shut up. And then I'm like, I'm trying to talk to you. And I was like, I washed my hands. And then she was like, you keep on using hand sanitizer. And I was like, because I like using hand sanitizer. I guess she was feeling away like I thought she was dirty. And I was like, no, I just have to clean myself. I have a kid. And then she was like, so just go wash your hands. I said, I did downstairs. I just want hand sanitizer on them gloves. But she wanted me to wash my hair. I was like, oh, my Lord. So I was like, okay. So I said, maybe we can try again tomorrow. But, like, I can't, like, argue with you. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not healthy for you, and it's not good for me. Like, you got to stop being argumentative. Like, I'm trying to help you. Like, if you want the help, I'll be here. Like, I still didn't even leave her apartment because my heart is so pure. I'm just thinking, like, if this was my grandma, I would have wanted someone to stay. So I'm sitting here like, should I leave or should I, like, try? Like,
I
don't even know.
All right. So right now you're gone. You left, right?
No, I'm in the
lobby. Oh, you're still there?
I didn't even leave yet. I did because I called you. Like,
what
I don't
do
even
want?
Know, but it's a...
How do you want to proceed? You tell me. What is the best step forward
like,
for you.
I don't want to go there and she's like, she's compatible, So it's like, should I go there and try it or should I give her a break for the day? But I understand she's just frustrated because, like, the lady.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you can't really complain. You need the care. You just got to take the care. Unless the person's hurting you or something.
I mean,
just
she's
take
a very
care.
Sweet, soft-spoken girl, and I knew that when
she's very
I doubted, I was like, well, Uriah kind of tamed her a little bit, so maybe she won't be so bad.
And I was really, and I promise you, I dealt with it. And the people saw me come down, they was like, oh, she lasted more than any of the other people. And they was laughing because they saw me come down calling you. So I was like, let me go to the corner because they're listening, and they're all laughing because they think it's funny. They said she had. They even told me they was like, I'll give you a week. They was like, she's don't last a week with nobody. She said you lasted the longest.
Well, they I'm very like, proud of you. Yeah. Very grateful. Thank you.
So it's like I don't know what to do because it's like I need the hours.
At this point, I would. How long have you been out of the apartment? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, like five, since I called you.
All right.
So maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah, give it a little bit. I would maybe call her on the phone and ask her if she's willing to, you know, stop being so argumentative, that you're willing to work with her, but that you need to come to an understanding that there has to be a mutual respect.
Yeah, because it's like she'll be like, shut up. Like, once you try to explain to her what she's doing wrong, she don't want to hear it. She's just like, no, you're wrong, this and that, and then, like, she wants to scream. So
you heard her
like,
yelling
okay.
at me, calling me a liar, and I was lying about all the. I'm like, we've only had your case for a week.
And then it's like, I'm not argumentative. Like, I'll just, like, shut down and be like, okay, do you want me here or go on? Because, like, I'm not arguing with you, like, especially with someone I'm taking care of. I'm not going to argue with you. I'll just leave.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. Like, I'll just leave if it gets to the point. And, like I said, I understand she's older, so they do get a little more competitive, especially when they have dementia. But it's just, like, you still got to treat people right. You know right from wrong. We're all grown. So... I can try to call her, see what she wants to do, and if she don't want me to go, I'll call you back.
Yeah. Yeah, keep me posted on to what you decide to do. And in the meantime, I'm going to make note of this in her file, so that way if you're not, because I'm not going to restaff her again. So if you're not able to make it work, I think we're going to have to just discharge the case because I can't have her be abusive towards our caregivers. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's a thankless job as it is.
She meets you at the door with it before you even come in.
Yeah.
Because like I was here, but she waited so long to open the door. So I was like, okay, so I'm just standing by the door. I'm like, I'm clocked in. I'm waiting by the door. So then she opens the door. She said, who are you talking to? Because she don't want you talking to nobody. The first thing she says is, please don't talk to these crazy people. They're on drugs and stuff. Like, she thinks everybody's on drugs here. So I'm like, okay. I was like, I don't talk to nobody. But in her head, she always hears people in the lobby. So she was like, were you talking to nobody? Somebody? I'm like, no. And then she said, so who's that just went on the elevator? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know these people. So then I went in her house, and then that's when she started tweaking, like, oh, the lady never came. She was so upset about the lady. Like, they just sent her to my house, and then she came here dressed in, like, pajamas and a scarf. That's what she said. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry that happened. We can start fresh today. But she was so mad. She was not trying to. Like, it's like she was in that mood already and she wasn't trying to let go of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I was like, maybe I can take a little walk out and we can try this again. So I'll try and see what I can do. Because like I said, I need that.
If I don't answer the phone, just shoot me a text and we'll play it from there. We'll figure out what we're going to do. Okay. But I do appreciate you giving it your all, and I understand completely where you're coming from. And in the meantime, I am going to keep an eye out to see what cases we have available that we can move you to if need be, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Uriah. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give her a call right now.
All righty. I'll talk to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.